Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you've just joined us, welcome back to the program, Socially Speaking. I'm your host, Sister Zenith, and joining me online is Sister Uneiza Suleiman, and we're going to be talking to her about stigma faced by divorced women. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Uneiza.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Zenith.
Oh, jazakallah khair for joining us this morning.
It's not as cool as it was the other day, so I'm very pleased to say that I'm in a very good state emotionally, because when the weather is bleak and it's rainy and it's cold, and I feel very sad and depressed as well.
Yeah, I think we all do, but it's wonderful to have a wonderful weather. It makes you feel good, and you know,
absolutely.
Of course, in the time that we are, you know, we've been losing so many of our loved ones. I think at least the weather is good, so you feel a bit bright. And I think there's many people out there that really need that sunlight, that needs to be sitting out there in that sunlight. They need the vitamin D, you know, being not well and all that. They have to sit a little in that sun. So the sun, alhamdulillah, is wonderful to have with us today. Anyway, Sister Uneiza, I'm so glad to have you with us on the program today. But I'd like to just share a little bit about yourself, and then I want you to tell us more, inshallah, in a little while. Now, you are considered a very tough leader in the beauty industry, a notable award-winning entrepreneur, and Uneiza Suleiman is an influential voice in discussions around, GBV, that is gender-based violence, and women empowerment. And she's also a woman that has conquered challenges after challenges and continues to do so with a notable tenacity. Now, like I said, I want to ask you more about yourself, if you don't mind. Now, I understand that you too experienced gender-based violence and you went through a divorce and, of course, the difficulties of being a single mother. Please tell us about your journey to healing and recovery after, you know, this journey of yours.
You know, Sister Zenith, nobody gets married to get divorced. We all have this idea that marriage is going to be eternal happiness. And then, of course, unfortunately, we go through certain aspects in our lives that lead us to where we are. And no stone was unturned until I made that decision to walk away from my marriage. I just want to say that the journey is not easy. I'm not an advocate for divorce. And the stigma that it is associated with us, which we'll get into detail later on. As an entrepreneur, as a household name that you say, I was very concerned about how this is going to impact and affect my livelihood, my business, my image, you know, I won't call myself an influencer, but as an influential young Muslim woman out there, that people, a lot of young women look up to me and, you know, they seek inspiration from me. I felt like I was disappointing the youth by going through the divorce. I was disappointing a lot of women, and it was tough. It was a tough decision to make. And the one thing that really helped me through all of this, and I went through a divorce twice, not just once. The second time around, the marriage only lasted 3 months. My biggest fear was, what will people say? How am I going to deal with modern stigma, you know, because of Instagram and Facebook? How am I going to, you know, get through all of the stigma and overcome this? And alhamdulillah, and it's the one thing that I talk about in all of my talks, is the support that I had from my father and from my family, which a lot of women don't have. When they're going through a divorce, the family will say, obviously, what will people say? How are we going to deal with this? How are we going to face society? My father said to me, you don't need to worry about anything or anyone or the people. You have me and I am there. And just that moral support was everything that I needed to get through my hard times. On the days that I felt like I just can't pick up my pieces, I'm failing in every aspect as a mother, as a businesswoman, as a sister, as a daughter, I failed my father. His moral support got me through my tough days.
Alhamdulillah. So basically, you do understand the pain and the difficulties of a single mother, and you want women to know that there is life after divorce, after gender-based violence, or even being a single mom. So what is the secret? I know you said, you know, just the support from your father. was, you know, absolutely great, and it got you through a lot. But is there anything else?
The feeling of loss, the feeling of shame and failure is so common. Every day I woke up with that. There is no secret to overcoming the stigma or overcoming the divorce. And yes, there is life after divorce. It takes time. There's a lot of healing involved. Women especially, and I see this daily because I work with women and I empower women and I talk to women about this. We women experience the raw end of the deal. It is so unnecessary and not deserved. However, I think a positive mindset and waking up every day and telling yourself certain things that you are not the reason for this. You're not at fault. I think having the mindset is the most important thing. A positive mindset will lead to positive outcomes eventually. I experienced a lot of social rejection. I experienced this firsthand. And the people most close to me was the ones that shunned me and had a lot to say. I had to wake up and remind myself that firstly, only I know what I'm going through. No one else is walking my path. And I did nothing wrong. And secondly, my divorce status did not define me. So often we say to people, hi, I'm Aneza and I'm divorced. But that's not who I am. I'm Aneza. I'm a successful entrepreneur. I'm a wonderful mother to two kids. I wake up every day and I empower women. My business is based and built on women empowerment. And I think that the stigma that still exists is so rife because people have the mindset that if the marriage didn't work, you did something wrong. And we women, we perceive ourselves as defective and worthless.
No, certainly. Well, anyway, let's continue. You know, JazakAllah khair for sharing that with us. I know it could be, you know, it's something that's difficult to sometimes talk about. But it's so necessary for people to know that, you know, like you said, you are not, you know, you're not defined by your divorce. It's important for you to know that I am who I am. I'm not a divorced so-and-so.
Correct.
Alhamdulillah. Anyway, let's continue with our program. JazakAllah khair for sharing that with us. And Allah make it easy for you, inshallah, in the future. And I think it's wonderful of you to be able to stand up and, you know, help other women out there that are going through the same thing. Now, undoubtedly, divorce is very painful for both partners and for women. Choosing to get divorced is like choosing to go out on a limb, regardless of how unduly the spousal relationship was. Many would argue that the stigma surrounding divorces is not that intense anymore. Unfortunately, divorce for most divorcees is still something that receives negative responses from society members and, of course, are often shamed. Onaisia, how rife is the stigma regarding the divorced woman, especially in our community?
So, like I said to you earlier, I experienced this firsthand. I was stigmatized. Modern stigma still exists, especially because of social media. The whispers and the gossip still exist. I mean, we live in such a modern time, and yet women are stigmatized, especially in the Muslim community. And I think when a Muslim woman is going through a divorce or is divorced, she's regarded as worthless. She's regarded as defective and unworthy of being loved again. Like I said, I was very lucky to have a father that stood by me. And I feel that as we women, we bear the highest burden of a divorce, whether it's financially, emotionally, and physically. And to overcome this failure, we rise up to become something more. We want to take on more responsibilities. We want to do more, and we want to prove ourselves that we're better because we failed in one aspect in our life that we want to become perfect in others. So I think the stigma in our Muslim community is it's rife. There's lots of women that have lost friends and family along the way after being divorced.
So, but you know, why is this so? Why does the stigma still remain? I mean, it's become such a common thing. You hear about it all the time. There are so many people that are divorced, but the stigma, you just cannot get rid of it.
I think it's a lack of education. Mm-hmm. you know, divorce, the word divorce is so taboo amongst the Muslim community. And we know that the Quran states clearly, as much as divorce is permitted in Islam, it is the last resort. But it is permitted. And often we feel like it's the most frowned upon thing and we shouldn't do it. And yes, I am not an advocate for divorce. I can tell you, sometimes I say to women, choose your heart. Is staying going to be harder than leaving? Because life after divorce is not easy. It's not a walk in the park. It is a journey of self-love, self-actualization, healing. You're going to fall down many times, but you have to pick yourself up much more than that. I think also if someone has exhausted all avenues in making their marriage work, you know, we look at people from the outside and we judge them and we see that it's, they didn't give it them their all, or they didn't fight enough for their marriage. So we tend to judge these people. I was judged, and I can say I sometimes can be judgmental too. The issue is the lack of education. There's a lot that is spread within our communities that Islam does not allow a woman the right to divorce. So after my divorce the second time around, I went and I studied human rights. And last year during the lockdown, I did a lot of radio interviews with regards to the rights of a woman in Islam. And I think if women understood and knew their rights, and that Islam gives us so much, just a simple example, women are given the rights to the Iddah period, which men don't have. And this is so beautifully, essentially, why we women have all these rights, but there's that lack of education.
Mm. Hello?
GM, yeah?
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, the stigma, would you say it is stronger regarding divorced women than men?
Sadly, I can say both parties suffer their own fair share of pain and heartache. You can't say that men suffer more than women. From my own experience, women don't receive the family support that men do. I was lucky to have my father who supported me. Women bear the highest burden of the divorce, right? Mm. We want to take on more. We want to be better. I was very lucky to have an attorney that guided me through this process, because she said to me, you know, stop trying to be the superhero in this entire process. The marriage is ended. It's done. Now what? You need to pick up your pieces. You've got your children. And she encouraged me to have shared residency with my kids. And I know this is deflecting from the topic, but it's something I want to say to the women that are listening. It's a very pertinent topic or subject that you could discuss in detail later on. But sharing the responsibilities lightened my burden and my load, and not a burden to me. But the fact that their father shared equal times and rights with them and responsibilities financially made it easier for me to overcome the divorce and the pain and the heartache, and I could focus on my business. And I was stigmatized as a bad mother because I did this. I said, my children need to stay 1 week with their dad and 1 week with me. But that didn't make me a bad mother. It actually made me a good mother, because my children are much happier now. And that also meant that I had more free time to focus on my business, which made me a better mother for my children. So, you know, women, we always want to take on so much, and I feel I want to shake life into some woman and say, no, it's okay to relinquish the reins. It's okay to say you need help. Because, yes, we do carry the biggest burden of a divorce.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, now, as a community, Sister Uneza, what can we do about this? Why is it, is information and knowledge so vital with regards to divorce?
If it was not for my deen in Islam that backed me up through my difficult times, I think I would have been very demotivated and I wouldn't have been the person I am today. Alhamdulillah, I've overcome so many challenges. Islam gives so many rights to women, and if women can just study these rights and understand, I think the community also will then change their mindset towards a woman. Divorce does not mean you are defective. Divorce does not mean you have a deadly disease, because I lost lots of friends along the way. Divorce does definitely not mean it's failure. I think we have to remove the external critics, the family and the friends and the community, in order to come this stigma that each individual needs to be clear on who they are and your authenticity and your personal qualities of who you are. And find a way to self-love. I think the biggest thing here is the self-love and women loving themselves, because nobody can love you better than you love yourself. And my father always says that you can shut many things in the world, but you can't shut people and what they're going to say. So just excluding what people are saying and removing that critics to help you focus on your own healing, because you're walking your own path. People are going to say things. People are going to make assumptions about why you got divorced. But you know your truth, and living your truth is so important. And just living for yourself and your kids and putting yourself first is, for me, was the only reason and the only way I overcame this divorce the second time around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in any case, what advice do you give to divorcees out there that have experienced stigma?
Sister Zeenat, we all know the shame and guilt of a divorce very well. There are so many women that are going through this. Divorce is not a... It's so common in every household. The only way I was able to overcome this and the second divorce was based on my 3 month IDET period, serving it properly. It is so important. And to avoid the silent whispers and the never ending rumors that you can't stop. These rumors attacked my well being. And if I didn't make myself a priority, I would still be criticizing myself internally as a failure. I refuse to hide my story. I love my story. I share my story with everyone because it is a story of how I turned my pain into power by sharing my experiences with other women and giving them hope. It takes a strong person, not a weak person, to stand up for justice and happiness. The marriage ended, not your life. Divorce does not define a person. The key to healing is to self-love. I keep reiterating this because we have to be kind to ourselves, because if we're not, no one will. Take care of yourself. And I call myself a survivor because truly and honestly, it is a war after you've been through a divorce. And I want to say to all the listeners that I know your path all too well. But remember, you are enough. You're doing enough. You are brave. You're worthy of love again. So don't reject the idea of getting married if a good suitor comes along. You are more than your divorce. You are your own success story, because if you can overcome this, you've reached and achieved a successful place in your life. You are whole, and there's no shame in your weakness. How you use it is up to you now, because your true self, and you're going to find your strength in your weakness. And the only way to overcome the stigma is to reclaim your power and to love your truth. Alhamdulillah, I can say that I have done this, not with ease. It hasn't been a walk in the park, but I'm here. And there is life after divorce. Alhamdulillah, I live a very fulfilling life now.
Alhamdulillah. I'm so happy I had you on this program today, Alhamdulillah. And I'm sure many ladies out there that are going through a difficult time, experiencing all these feelings, and inshallah, just listening to this program will maybe, help them in some way or benefit
inshallah.
Them in some way.
Amen.
Jazakallah khair. Thank you so much for talking to us in Asia.
It's only a pleasure, Sister Zeenat. You take care. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.